Hello and welcome. In this episode of MDX Unplugged, we sit down with Deji, a Dubai-based content creator and parody podcast star. From viral videos to building his own agency, Deji shares how he built a digital empire one 15-second video at a time. If you're curious about going viral, building a brand, or making people laugh for a living, this one's for you. Enjoy.
YouTube or Instagram or Apple or wherever you're listening from. I don't know how many channels we've started using now, but we have a lot.
Is it on Tinder?
Not yet. Coming soon. Coming soon. Don't worry.
Snapchat?
Coming soon.
Actually, Snapchat would be pretty good.
Yeah, Snapchat would be kind of bad. Yeah. But don't worry. Locations will be turned off for privacy reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to...
Just checking. Just making sure.
MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. My name is Tanura, and I'm joined by my co-host, Coach Farhan. And today, we have a very interesting guest joining us here today. You see, when you have a game plan after graduating university, you expect it to be very corporate-based. But clearly, if you thought corporate-based was a good idea, this guest is absolutely wrong for you. But if you want to succeed in life by doing nothing but posting 15-second clips on Instagram... By the way, his job is a lot more important.
I'm just going to let him finish.
You just abuse it. Abuse it 15 seconds.
Exactly.
How many videos has it been?
Oh, like probably like 400 or 500.
There we go.
Milking it.
You
know the cow in the milk?
Oh, you mean that specifically? It's like 200. But like on the internet as a whole, I think I've posted like 300, 400.
There we go.
It's still fairly recent in like the lifespan of my...
But hey, what else works for me?
Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce that we are joined by Deji Abedola, a.k.a. Deji Was Taken. Thank you for coming on
appreciate
the show.
It. Thank you. Happy to be here. Yes, fantastic. So, oh my goodness.
I mean, I know I give my introduction. Would you like to give an introduction yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Deji. Camera's over here. My name is Deji.
You can look here as well. This beautiful camera.
Enough. Choose your camera. You choose your camera.
My name is Deji. I'm a content creator here in Dubai. I started making content 4 years ago. I do like sketch comedy, funny videos, and recently I make parodies of podcasts, which is going irresponsibly viral.
So we are in line to possibly being turned into a parody.
Very likely, yeah.
Yes!
But also,
it's a comedian. Their job is to like make jokes.
Yeah. That's how we know we made it. If they make fun of us.
But also full time, I'm the owner of my own agency. I work with companies and businesses, individuals to make them go viral because, I mean... Seems to be working for me. So,
15 seconds of abuse.
Yeah,
and maybe longer if they need.
Maybe longer if they ask nicely.
Of course, the three of us are not the only people here on the podcast. Let's give a round of applause to the producer of the show, Josh, returning from holiday as well. Welcome back.
He's from the UK.
All right. Yeah. So once again, Deji, thank you so much for taking time off
coming
on the show.
Yeah.
Before we kick things off, I need to ask, you graduated 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Which university was that?
That was Rochester Institute of Technology. That's RIT. RIT Dubai.
Not again.
I didn't think.
Listen, the beef can come back in like another 6 months during relay night. We don't need it now.
Yes. Done.
Listen, it's not what it looks like, okay? I'm just... We'll talk about it later, okay? we'll have a conversation.
Has RIT ever invited you?
I don't think they have this, really, which is a bit confusing to me because I think it would work so well. There's some really cool and creative people there. But
they got a massive campus as well.
Yeah.
We don't need to start marketing another university.
Fair enough.
Listen,
fair enough.
As someone that works in admissions, this is not my job description right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's head straight into it. First things first, like, finished university, like, you're out, like, you're entered that market. Like, what brought you to content creation, or specifically comedy content creation?
So, actually, I've been doing comedy and I've been doing media for, like, almost all my life.
Okay. Right?
So, back in Nigeria, I was a child actor on a TV show. And then when that ended, I mean, I was always part of like theater and those kind of things in my high school and in primary school also.
What's the name of the show?
No, like we had like different end of year plays. So I think that was like Cinderella, all those kind of things, you know, where like the whole school would participate. And, you know, when Vine came out, I loved Vine. I was like, I was in there. I was like
the 7 second form.
Yeah. Like every day I was sharing something with my friends. In fact, my first video ever online, on short form was very Vine inspired. I don't know. Y'all can find that and pull that up.
That's on the internet somewhere. Cool.
We'll find it. We'll do our background check on that.
But, yeah, it was. So in 2015, I actually started my joint YouTube channel with my brother, which we call Trident GC, shameless plug.
Of course. All accounts will be in the description. Don't worry.
And, it was basically a page for us to make sketches and also play video games. And we kind of maintained that for a while, on and off post. It wasn't very regular. And, you know, around 2021, around when I was about to finish university, was really the first time I ever downloaded TikTok. Because before then, I knew TikTok as musically only. I didn't take it seriously. Oh, I was like,
original.
Yeah, I was like, this is trash. This is trash. Yeah, so I had it on my phone and I never opened it. And then literally the week of my final exam, I was like, let me post something. Like, you know, let me just
see what happens.
Yeah, it would just be fun. Posted it. The video got like 1,000 views and I was like, okay, you know? And then from then I just got in my stride and I've literally posted like every other day since then, since like 2021. So like the comedy thing has always been in me. The want to like make content has always been in me. And I guess TikTok was the first platform that really helped me focus on it.
Pseudo inspired by Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Vine.
Yeah.
Vine back, like Vine at its peak.
Vine was beautiful.
In 2013.
It was beautiful.
2013, 2014.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
King Batch, The Storm Power.
So all many brothers, of them. My actual main inspirations that I tell people are Caleb City and Lenar Young. Those two guys are phenomenal. They're like, they were, especially in the Vine days, they were fantastic.
Have you done any Musical.ly, like actual lip syncing?
Hell no. I don't even think I'll do it as a maybe I would do it as a meme at some point
for the like, right for the right
yeah yeah yeah
for the right
if it's trending
throwback.
I'll never just go out of my way, you know what, like no.
Just lip syncing the Weeknd in the background.
No
I mean, yeah, but no, music at its peak was something else, but easily Vine can never, in my opinion, Vine can never be top for short content.
Yeah. Yeah. Even they want to, I've heard talks that they wanted to bring like a Vine too. And I'm like, just let it be.
That's just let it was.
Let it rest.
We already have TikTok. TikTok is doing fine, I guess. I know the US is having their thing about it, but like, it's fine.
It's fine. They can have their
if only tantrum. Vine paid, they create.
Yeah.
That's where they got shut down in the end of the day.
I believe they had like they started having like a system where they had like companies that would pay their creators.
Yeah.
But the app itself was never paying anybody. So
that's why all the Vine immigrants
moved to YouTube,
and Instagram, then they came to
TikTok.
Yeah. And all
they
of
got
that.
The, they finally got the visas approved and went over.
Yeah, full time. Yeah.
Visas, brands, and they all became. Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I went a little bit earlier. You know, I took it a bit seriously, but also I was like, what, 15? So I was like a kid. So
COVID was the start for everything. Like in taking this a bit more seriously, or just
kinda. I think I remember at the beginning of that year, we always have a New Year's party with my friends and family. And at the beginning of that year, I told myself, I was like, yo, by the end of 2021, people are going to know my name. Like, oof. I was drunk also.
But I was like, oh, that's amazing. The reason. There we go.
But I was like, yeah, people are going to know my name. I don't know whether it was for music, because I also really like doing music. It might be music or it might be like YouTube.
You just knew that. You just knew at that, at that party that you will be a big name.
Yeah. And that's what I keep telling people, like, the power of the mouth or the voice or the thoughts. It's so important. It's so important because there'll be highs and lows, definitely. But like, if you just keep your eyes on the end goal and you have fun with it, then fully like you can do anything. I believe you can do anything, you know, because apart from that, I remember there were two other things. There was, I lost my train of thought. So how are you guys doing?
We're okay.
Yeah.
You know,
all
right.
right, cool. Day's just coming to an end. Yeah, you know, fantastic. I just got a tag on a couple of minutes.
Still like 2:30 right now.
Got a flight to catch, you know.
But yeah, I remember one thing though. It was I hit 15,000 followers on TikTok, and I wanted to celebrate. I was like, yeah, 15K. I'd never seen anything like that before. I'm a very private person before I started posting. Even now, I kind of keep my personal life separate. But I was like, yeah, 15K. I want to celebrate 15K. I remember my mom was like, why are you celebrating 15K, bro? You're going to like 100K. Like, chill. Like, when you reach it. And I told her, I was like,
clumsy manifestation.
I told her like 100K.
100K.
I'm going to 1,000,000, bro.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
I mean, you're not far off right now.
She was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I was like, yeah, because it's true. And, you know, I'm at 2.4 million today, so
there
crazy.
We go. There we go. That deserves a round of applause.
It's crazy. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say was the really important thing for me, I think, was we don't have a creator program here in Dubai, right? So we don't get paid for views. A lot of people don't know this. But really? The UAE... Really? You don't get paid by Instagram or TikTok directly for views. You don't get...
It's not monetized.
It's not monetized at all. Right?
Whoa, okay.
So, it really shows, for me personally, I just like doing this. There's no incentive for me to keep going. Like, but I just have fun with it. And I think that's what's really important is just having fun with it. Because you would understand, right? If somebody was, like, doing a bit for, like...
For the
doing
money.
It
for
yeah,
the
like, money. Like okay, actually. He's doing it because he's getting money. But, like, for me... If I wasn't enjoying it, I wouldn't do it. Literally.
Here comes the other question. So once you reach a big like at a big following, then brands obviously pop up. So why do most creators fall into the trap of like, oh, I'm big now, so I'll just take whatever brand because they all pay you so much money. So then it comes: are they doing it for the money? Or are they doing it for the love of the content?
Because
you can reflect and see it from.
So
it.
Honestly, I don't know how to answer that. I think everybody's different, but definitely me personally, I for a fact feel like you should be picky with what you do. I never pick anything that doesn't align with what I do or like that's going to be like harmful or not necessary to my followers because I feel like we built this trust, you know, like it's like you come to me for funny and I give you funny, you know?
Yeah,
but if somebody comes to me like, I don't know, like for one thing for me, and I'm probably going to burn a lot of bridges right now, but one thing for me, I don't promote any crypto. For example, I've said like, no, I'm not going to.
And the wooden crypto. Spoon's been thrown.
If you ever see me promoting crypto, I was hacked. Don't buy the meme coin.
So this official section's been clipped. We don't have to post it. It's just going to the archives. Just remember, Deji, like if you ever promote crypto,
don't buy the meme coin. It's not me. But yeah, like, you know, I would say it's different for everybody, but also, especially here, I think it's down to the fact that, like, yeah, we don't get paid for views. Because a lot of people, especially in the US, they are able to sustain.
Sustain the views.
Yeah.
There is a monetization.
Guy that he does content with his wife, and he did a breakdown one time. He was like, yeah, in 1 month, me and my wife, we made like 100,000. What? 365,000 dirhams from making content?
Hey.
I think I know where but here's the question. Did they mention the taxes?
They did a full breakdown. They were like, oh yeah, we pay our editor, we do this, we do
this.
Like,
everything
taxes.
After.
Yeah.
Trying to.
So, they looked at him like, bro.
So,
should we move?
What's the visa cost already?
Very curious. Yeah, sometimes I have a lot of contacts in the US too. So sometimes I've thought about it. I'm like, let me go to the US and maybe. But then Trump became president, so yeah.
Okay. Politics.
So, damn. I mean, that's fair. I mean, he's trying to bring in all these unnecessary taxes, like.
Yeah. It's
but no, like
it's
speaking
really hard.
But speaking on that, like, obviously, I'm pretty sure that it's not just like in the UAE or in the US. Like, there's so many countries that monetize on views. Then what keeps you here? Like, what keeps you in the UAE to continue doing?
So, UAE glaze. Let's go. So honestly, I just need
to make sure the visa stays.
So honestly, I love Dubai. I love UAE for many reasons. Mm-hmm. One, like the safety, we don't pay taxes.
That's what we like.
We don't pay taxes, right? So everything you earn here comes to you. It's a business hub. There's always people coming in that want to do business. And the government is really like helpful in setting in business setup. Like I mentioned at the beginning that I have my own agency, right? And setting that up was one of the easiest things that I thought it was going to be much harder. I thought it would take much longer, but it was so straightforward. And, you know, I don't think you can get that pretty much anywhere. I've opened a business in Nigeria as well, which is where I'm from. And it took significantly longer for whatever reason. But yeah, apart from anything else, I came here, I did the university here and all. So I'm just comfortable being here. I think this is the smartest place to have a hub. To like, if I want to go anywhere else in the world, I always come back to Dubai as long as they'll have me.
No worries. I think right now, based on the numbers, that they're gonna renew that visa.
Let's hope.
But that's something I.
Go ahead. Oh. Continue. No worries.
No, like speaking on that, like choosing to stay here and stuff. One of the biggest, like, if I may talk about your content, one of the biggest focal points of your content is satire comedy.
Yes,
you are not afraid to break that line.
Yeah.
Or in a more better manner, if the line is there, you'll be like, we can cut the line up here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What brought you to satire comedy, but more importantly, what keeps you there and what made you find success over there?
So I think one thing about me in general is I love dark humor. You know, I have the thing in my head that like nothing is off limits to make fun of. Because
agreed,
100%.
We, as human beings, like one of the like inherent things that we have is to laugh. You know, like me personally, when I get in a bad situation, I try to make something funny out of it. To the chagrin of some people that I know, they're like, "This is serious." What are you laughing?
Excuse me. Just taking us.
Just take the books. Just take the books. First F-bomb.
I'm sorry.
The time was 16:32, I believe.
16:30, 16 onwards.
Like, this is serious. Why are you laughing? And I'm like, it's cope, but like, I think, and that circles around to, I slapped you, I'm so sorry. That circles around to satire in general, I feel like is like, anything can be made fun of, right? Mm-hmm. So you have these people that come on like podcasts and they're like talking about, first of all, a lot of them are talking about things they don't know what they're talking about, right? But also they're trying to motivate people and a lot of times it's not working. So I had the benefit of working with somebody that showed me the podcast formula. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? We can really work with this. Because before I was doing podcasts, I was literally just wearing a suit in my dorm room and messing around with lights, right? Mm. But the thing is, the whole premise, the whole like structure of the video or of the joke was still the same. I wanted it to be somebody in a suit, because when you look at somebody in a suit, you think, okay, this guy is serious. This guy like has some kind of authority.
Like a young lad.
5 seconds later.
Yeah, exactly. This guy must be like some like figure or something. And then I just say something ridiculous like, well, what's going on with your testicles? You know, like with a straight face, you know? So I think for me, that's the fun in it, is like testing how ridiculous I can be while being so serious. Because if you've seen any of my videos,
Oh, no. You keep a straight
face. I keep a straight face.
I feel like your brother wanted to like kill you in certain clips.
Yeah. It's like, I try to make it really like, I'm here to, I'm benefiting you by saying this. So I think it's just, I just find it fun. I just find it silly.
Like, what is probably like, what from all the clips you've made, like all the episodes you made, what's like that one memorable clip, not in terms of views or anything, but for you, that made you realize like, oh, this is what I can, this is my skill set.
I think...
My
favorite one.
I don't know where this is going.
Like, I think the first couple ones were like straight away, I was like, yeah, this is really good, right? Mm. But I think my favorite of all of them was, if kidnapping is illegal, then why don't you wake the kid up? And I laughed at that one. I don't think I have the behind the scenes, but like, I filmed it in my office, because I used to work in an agency.
Okay.
And I used to film videos with my boss at the time, and so like we would film at the end of the day when work is over, but there were still some people in the room, and I remember sometimes we would do some of them and everybody would just start like dying.
Where did the concept come from?
Like, I don't know. It's just kidnapping, bro. Like, a lot of the things that I talk about
could be radio house just to see if everything is fine.
Yeah, I feel like it's 999, right?
a lot of the concepts that I do in my videos are either like inspirations that I found online,
okay,
or like mm-hmm. remixes of memes I saw, or literally just conversations that I have with my brother, where I'm like, hey, if this is this way, then. And then we should go write that down.
So we need this immediately. Yeah.
Even my older skits that I used to do, a lot of them were like really exaggerated situations that happened in my life. So conversations with my friends and conversations with my brother. And I think, you know, the best inspiration for anything is your actual experience. You know? So
I mean, no, that's fair. I feel like, especially now, like, because we've known each other for like a good like 4 years coming up now.
Yeah.
Five.
Bro, that's
he's heartbroken. He forgot.
Okay. sorry. It's acquaintances for one, best friends for four.
Okay. Like, just do that.
Our upcoming trip will decide a lot. But no, like, I can kind of see that because,
yeah,
as like, even for, at least for me as well, like in uni, a lot of the arguments we get into, like, even though they were like fun arguments,
yeah,
they'll be from like the most basic, minute.
Literally, case of I think all just time. As dudes, also, like, we can just think of anything, like, like as dudes. Just,
it's all about storytelling and how you convey the story. In
yeah,
the day,
yeah.
Right? You can make the most dumbest thing into.
For example, opening argument right now: England is the greatest men's football team of all time.
Wow.
he's in shock. Yeah, I have nothing to wear, man.
Come home.
Eventually.
We got next year, okay?
Statistically speaking, it has to.
It has to. It must.
In all of history, in all of like time, yeah, it has
you
to.
You know, the women's team won the Euros? The England women's team won
the
Euros.
Last night?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
The women's team won the Lionesses and. I think the Nigerian team won the CAF.
CAFCON.
The female.
Yeah. Even Nigerian team won their own African Cup. And then there's England who's now won Euro.
Three lines on the shirt, but they're running away to the pub. They ain't staying on the jersey anytime longer. I like how we're roasting English football and Josh is from the UK as well. He's just an...
He has to listen through it. He has to go through
He's an
this
innocent bystander to this.
Oh my God.
But... that's like, I mean, that kind of now, a lot of it does kind of make sense. Like, you do see a lot of these, like, conversations coming up just in general, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we've played with the idea of having, like, a full podcast because we're, like, and we've done like, really long versions of the ones that we post. We put them on YouTube, Trident GC, youtube.com/Trident.
In the description.
But, you know, it's... I just prefer to do this short form because a lot of people are like, where's the full one? Where's the full one? I'm like, this is the full one. Like, we're just messing around. We're memeing.
This is for doom scrolling, guys. Like,
yeah, because imagine, like, I feel like people get so bored if it was, like, long. If it was just me being annoying. Because even the skits that we've done from those are, like, 3 minutes max. So,
It's still long for Gen Z.
If this was us in uni, 3 minutes, we'd be like, that's it.
Like, true.
We'd unsubscribe from the channel.
true. Yeah.
But like, sticking on towards like now, past like the whole comedy side, like focusing more on the creator side of things. Mm-hmm. And I think you can also win because I'm nowhere near a creator. You're a creator. You have the skills. I tell this man.
Yeah, you have the skills.
I tell this man. Listen, if you see. I'm saying from a minimal aspect he puts in.
Yeah.
Like a Travis Scott reel, like we went to the Travis Scott concert in Doha.
Yeah.
He probably put like a few hours and that dude, this is just him playing on CapCut. And the quality was insane.
Yeah.
He can really, you know, get us more invites to major events.
10K views just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, CapCut itself is a really strong app. Yeah.
But don't use the templates, thank you. I can clearly find that that's the template.
Yeah.
Don't put any effort, just throw some videos and then call it a day.
I did that once for a video, it was funny.
How did it go though?
It went viral.
I mean, he's built the fault.
The moral of the story is CapCut templates work.
It was like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember it was a trend. The Robert Pattinson thing. It's pinned on my page, actually, if you check it. But like, yeah. Yeah, I just used a template and it was fun. It was funny. I really enjoyed it.
Is that the modeling one?
Yeah. Exactly. The one where you're like, and it's like slow-mo and then yeah. Just or the Andrew Garfield. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not doing all that. Like,
template. Ah, there we go.
Got yeah. Literally.
Coming back, like.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you were saying.
No, it's fine. We are unprofessional as it is. We make fun of our own podcast. Like,
The fact that we got the rights to run this itself is.
It's wild. You have no idea the story behind this.
There is too much backstory to the creation of this. But yeah. But no, like. Returning back to like one thing you mentioned earlier, I really don't want to get into is like you work very closely with your brother.
Yeah.
And you know the saying, never mix family with business. Mm. But clearly that formula you just uno reversed it entirely to like a winning success.
Yeah.
So how has it been like working with your family, the creative side, the difference that could come in?
I think possible
memory that's thrown 24/7.
I think the beauty of it is it's very easy. It's because, I mean, there are certain things that you don't need to discuss because you already know, like, who this person is. You don't need to, like, worry about your money getting stolen. You know?
I mean, listen, if
I will find you.
Listen, some countries it might
be. Yeah, true. But he and I, like, with this whole media thing, it's kind of been both our dreams anyway, right? So I know that he wants to do it as much as I do. And he's working a 9-to-5 right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically the face and like, I do a lot of work in the business. So we just have this understanding where I'm like, are you available to attend this or to talk about this or to join me in a meeting with this? And he's like, oh, I can't do this time, but I can do this time. So we just work around it. Like, which is, I think, a lot easier with your sibling than it would be with like, some other person. That's for me personally.
Some random Nigerian scam.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
And the other thing is
$100,000 IMF.
Yeah.
I messed up that accent entirely. Please, we gotta cut that out.
And the other thing is he's been making content for a long time as well on his personal side. And I was helping him with that even then. So it's kind of the natural evolution of things when we looked at it.
Right?
Yeah. So he made content on TikTok for, I think, a year or two. And he got, like, 2,000 followers and then he stopped. He stopped for, like, a good year. And then it was just last year where I was like, what are we doing? Like, let's just post these things together. Like, it works for me and it works for you because I like having somebody to bounce off of.
Mm-hmm.
And our chemistry is really solid.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, content creation alone. So, like, when it comes to the business side, like, everything is just... He's just like, okay, I trust you to do what you want to do. And I'm like, yeah, and when I need you to come through.
Yeah, a lot of, especially in the UAE, having, specifically in media, as I've seen,
yeah,
that finding that trust is very difficult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, I think...
We're living proof of that with this as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have like differing ideas, and a lot of Dubai is a very fast moving like business economy. So having somebody that's like on your level is quite difficult. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no, like it can be difficult, but if you find them, you find them.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah,
and it's even more difficult, especially when you're in the field of like making stuff for other companies.
Yeah,
like let's be realistic. I don't know. I can't remember the number of times we have butted heads on so many differences.
Yeah.
What's the most recent one we butted heads over?
We need to keep university life. I was like, no, we need really good guests who can actually yap. So, like,
well, luckily, we're fitting both with him. Okay?
I love to yap, bro. Especially when it's about content. Like, I can yap about content all day, bro. Like,
future project, let's get it.
Future project. Yeah. Oh my God, promotional video. Be like,
it's a blessing, you know. It's really it makes things very easy that like he's available the way he is, and like again, we tried before and it didn't work, and I think it shows that there's a time for everything and a time and place for everything, because the second like things started picking up, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, so let's do this.
Out of nowhere, he was like, yeah, I'm free now.
Yeah, when before he was like, and then he's like, okay, so let's do this. And I'm like, duh, you see? I told you it was possible. And again, it circles back to the mind thing, right?
It's a driving factor because once you see the views, the engagement, yeah. it's like, okay, you yeah. know what? Now I can actually do what I want to yeah. do. Try out things if it's going to work, if yeah. it's going to land. So it makes sense though.
Yeah, it's a human thing at the end of the day. Because even,
true.
For example, I didn't start posting on to Instagram for like a year or two after I was posting on TikTok.
Really?
And that was because when I was posting on Instagram initially, I was getting no views. So I was like, what am I doing? This is wasting my time. And eventually I grew up.
You grew up.
Yeah, I was like, lock in, bro. And I decided, like, there's nothing hurting me from just posting it on there. And you never know. Like, we can't see the algorithm. We don't know who our videos get
Control,
to. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, yeah, just post it anyway. Yeah.
But I think recently Instagram is picking up now with the
yeah, exactly.
reels. And
yeah,
it's getting a bit better reach than before, yeah. so kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, just remember, guys, at MDX Unplugged on Instagram, just hit a follow, turn on post notifications.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody cares about it.
Hey, man, let me be. We got to plug.
See, they'll only care if he says some rage-baity topics. It's like, no, rage-bait all does this.
Yeah, I don't know how much further rage-bait we can get into right now.
I mean, hey, if he can milk it for 200, 300 videos, I think we can rage-bait for 200, 300 videos and have sustainable views.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be fine.
But the beauty of it is, you know, you change a few things here and there to keep people still interested.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Every now and then we do expectation subversion. We do like where I'm supposed to say something and like maybe I just keep quiet or like he's supposed to say something and he keeps quiet. We have like a through line story kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like every video is something new, but like also it's like from the last one kind of like a TV show.
Like a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Part
yeah.
one, part two.
Yeah.
But then, these are sequels that actually land on like what the MCU did in recent years.
We don't need the slander of MCU.
I'm sorry, but what do you call it? As we were saying, unlike the MCU's recent attempts at so many sequels.
They're getting back. They got back. With
I think the last 2 years are fine. Like, no, last year and this year are fine.
I'm just saying, after... Wait. After Far From Home, that's when the downfall.
Far From Home was 2021. Far From Home, No Way Home.
Far From Home was 2019.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So after that's where the...
Yeah, because they did like 1,000 shows. And
1,000 shows. But they're kind of learning from their mistakes. Unlike the
That's why like I'm like, the last 2 years.
No, but
so, I mean, this year they're doing quite well with Thunderbolts, Fantastic. So we'll see.
They're done.
No, like, the new Avengers. They're called the new Avengers.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, spoiler. No, new Avengers. And hey, next year's going to be big. You have the next movie is Spider-Man and Doomsday. So.
Apparently, the second one, is it Secret Wars?
Secret Wars
is going to like, they're going to reboot the MCU.
Yeah, reboot, soft reboot. So,
have you noticed, like, if you notice, like, the logos of all the Avengers films as well?
The complete thing,
but this thing is not complete. Oh my god!
Come on, considering it's Kevin Feige, I believe it.
It's smart, but I feel like the future is optimistic.
Mm.
But this
DC still needs a bit of convincing for us. Like, yeah, they did
just. I need like two more movies.
Yeah, two more movies.
Just don't mess with the Batman and Penguin. Leave those two.
Yeah, they're leaving.
I haven't
that
watched Penguin yet, but
the Matt Reeves one.
Watch it. That will make you a DC fan then and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so turning back to the topic of conversation.
Yeah, what's up, man?
That was deep, folk. What were you talking about before this?
I can't remember.
Let me check our notes.
Come on, Tanura. What were we exactly talking about? See, this might be unprofessional when it comes to podcasting. We just
finished talking about your brother.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
It's Looney Tunes, right? The account?
Black Looney Tunes, yeah.
I didn't want to say that first. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's username. It's fine.
Yeah. Moving forward.
Yeah.
So we focus like in terms of like obviously the business side, the comedy side and stuff like that. But an area I feel like we haven't really touched too much upon is obviously on I feel like an area that we haven't focused too much on is the platforms itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like you grew up on Vine.
Yeah.
Entered TikTok, then entered Instagram, then entered YouTube. And then a lot of us, I mean, this is primarily me. I knew about Vine, but I stuck to YouTube and Instagram. It's always been my type of thing. So, and if you guys even think about like so many creators, switching between platforms is difficult for them.
Yeah.
Like if they
yeah.
stick to one form of content.
That's what he said, TikTok and Instagram.
So like, so how did, but you are one of the many few that have managed to succeed in that or are currently succeeding as well.
I think there's a thing to it, right? Because
I mean, here we all know TikTok is not a good platform, but how did you manage to come into it?
Yeah, so
I'm a pure TikTok hater.
It's the same thing, right? Like I would watch, before I like actually downloaded TikTok on my phone, I would watch TikTok like funny compilations on YouTube, you know? So I started to like notice faces or certain people that I was like, oh, this guy, I've seen this guy's video before. This guy's actually funny. So that kind of just like, it was like, and it's the popular platform, you know? At the time, I think there was a time when people were using TikTok more than using Google or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
that was,
you know,
COVID time back when.
Yeah.
Back when they thought they could find vaccination statistics on TikTok.
So I think in that aspect, I was just opportunistic. I was like, I want to make content, this short form content, and I believe TikTok is the best place that's doing it. So I went there. Even when there was a recent thing about people talking about going to Red Note. I don't know if you guys are, but in January when they're going to cancel the app, I went to Red Note too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how was that experience?
It was, I couldn't figure the app out. It was in Chinese.
Was it all Chinese, right?
Luckily,
apparently, apparently people are learning Chinese this app. I was like, yo.
Nah, if you've seen Mandarin and Cantonese, that's some...
Yeah.
Jackie Chan and Karate Kid's the furthest.
Bing chilling, yeah?
The US audience, they're so petty, bro.
Congratulations, you got +10 points.
+10 points.
But yeah, I went there because I was like, yeah, this is the best way for short form. But if you look at it, like, Instagram, for example, my following on Instagram and TikTok are, like, wilds up. Like, they're really far apart, right? Mm-hmm. So TikTok is 2.4 million and Instagram is 700K. I'm not sure whether that's because I started posting on Instagram late. Like, I don't know if they would be the same. But I think just because those two are suited for short form is why they're doing really well, right? Because for the last year, roughly, not even, like 6 months maybe, I've been posting my shorts on YouTube Shorts and I don't have nearly as much traction on YouTube Shorts. I have about 15,000 subscribers.
I like how he says not much and drops five figures.
Like 50,000
followers. No, I mean comparatively. 15,000 to 700K, you know.
Comparatively, like, yeah, but still. It's...
But since I started posting on Shorts, I also really grew up again.
Why is anybody going up?
This is not like, listen, we had another guest prior. If he hears this going up stuff, he's gonna come spamming. He's like, punk stuff you're pulling
me. No, because
I'm not ready to deal with everything, dude.
No, because I was like, there's so many platforms that I could be benefiting from. I started posting on
Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook.
I started posting on Facebook in November of last year, and now I have 300,000 followers on there.
Whoa.
Right? So I started posting on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
That's going nowhere. But I'm still posting anyway because you never know. You really never know. I literally made an X account, a Twitter account, and I started posting there too. You never know. So
Facebook account coming next.
I'm too tired of this social.
Because I mean, if you're posting on Instagram, it automatically posts there. You know.
Yeah.
So
makes sense. Yeah. So you don't have to post it again. Yeah. Makes sense.
So
I mean, Facebook does. Loads of people use Facebook. I'm surprised.
It's still the most used platform. Like 4.2 billion users.
Like you'll get the most rubbish content over there, but the insane.
No, but you know what's funny is, like, on Instagram and on TikTok, a lot of people understand that it's satire.
Yeah.
But on Facebook.
Oh, God. Facebook.
Everybody thinks we're being
serious.
No, but
listen. We got to show respect to Facebook because that is the only place where you can find last minute live stream clutches. Listen.
You still use Facebook.
Listen. FIFA World Cup 2022. ICC Cricket World Cup 2020. I have watched finals on Facebook. We are going to respect it. I watched the Pacquiao fight on Facebook.
So we shall clip this and send it to the cops.
Amen.
For some cyber crime.
Hey, in my defense, okay, I'm not going to pay 240 dirhams for Pacquiao's return fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what I can get with 240 dirhams? I can get 120 chais.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Or more specific.
Okay, we get the point. Sorry, continue.
Additional law, you know.
But yeah, I mean, to answer your question, is like, yeah, I think it's just the if we're talking platforms, I think it should be based on what exactly you're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. For example, you can't post this whole video on TikTok. You can only post clips. You can post short form clips. And I try to push people. I even started streaming on Twitch.
Mm.
I've got 1,000 followers on Twitch now. The beauty of it is, even though like I have 2 million somewhere, I treat each one like its own thing. I treat each one like I'm learning, like I'm new, because I am. Like I don't deserve 2.4 million people on Instagram because I have 2.4 million people on TikTok. So I would say like each one should be like a journey, and like you accept the journey and you're like, okay, we're starting here. Even our new pages, we have 2 new pages. We have the Trident GC page, which is the YouTube page on Instagram.
Link in the description.
Which is the joint one of me and my brother together, mm-hmm. where like if we feel, because when I'm doing if, you know it's me, right?
Yeah.
When he's doing if, you know it's him. Mm-hmm. But like we save that one for like when it's collabs with collabs, other people, yeah. or if we're doing skits, because that was the original
idea of
the joint page. And then we have our media page, which is the smallest of all of them right now. That one has like 100 followers, but also we haven't paid
that's
much.
Always the one if yeah. anyone's agency is always the lowest.
Exactly, yeah. right? So
no, like it's expected, like you see, okay, your agency is gonna be 100, but then you see the accounts that represent
the personal brand.
Yeah true
makes sense.
So I mean, yeah, it's, I would say go with the flow.
The YouTube ones are the blue banner, right? Is it blue?
Yeah
I mean, he's got his private one. He's got his personal one as well.
Yeah.
All links will be in the description. I think we'll just make like a Google Doc.
Hey guys, there are 10 accounts you can follow.
And you like, instead of that, we'll just make like a Google link.
Yeah.
Like you just go to the doc page. No one can edit it. Just click whichever one. If anything, we'll put a QR code.
Scan the QR code.
Exactly. Scan the QR code. When they have to scan the QR code and give a review.
We'll post them.
Post them. Or through what? Over the internet? We have methods.
Yeah, here's an interesting question. So you talk about the influencers, how they're comfortable over here, but do you think you'll find the same success if you do it abroad? How would that be? Like, not starting from scratch, but like, of course you're building a new audience.
Yeah.
But you have the same following, views and whatnot. But if you go to another country, would the influencers in general, or maybe you, would you be successful? Like, how does it go by?
I think, if we're talking about like where I am currently.
Yeah, currently.
Like if I were to move to a new place tomorrow.
Yeah,
like I think I'll still be fine because I do have a huge like worldwide audience.
Okay,
and I think it would reach whoever wants to see it, you know, whoever needs to see it. Especially because I've been told, I've literally met people in person. They're like, I follow you. I have the bell on. Every time your post comes up, I watch it and I laugh. And I'm like, thank you. You know,
it's like one of those moments where like I'm grateful, but I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Till now, like I've been doing content for 4 years, and till now I still get like awkward when I meet people in person. They're like, oh, I love your stuff, and I'm like
my public anxiety.
Yeah, it's because some people are like oh, you know, I know you, and I'm like, do you?
You know me. Okay, so you going for Shababs but
yeah, exactly. So I'm like, you know. But yeah, it's I would say it would do pretty well.
I mean, our first interaction was good, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't very awkward.
Yeah. Then you again, guys literally met me after two other people like walked up. Two or three other people walked up.
Went for the premiere.
Like, F4, yeah.
Yeah. Two or three other people walked up.
We don't discuss what happened at the theater as well.
What?
We don't discuss what happened at the theater though.
So something happened in theater
which we cannot expose on.
Should we expose you?
No, I could get banned.
He was almost banned.
No, tune in to the behind the scenes. Nah, that's I basically, so in the theater, like, so there were, it was like getting crowded and I just wanted to switch seats, but I was switching seats, I tripped against the chair. And like I full, like Looney Tunes mode, it's like
he somersaulted from the top to
I freaking
bottom.
Crashed. It's like he
broke the stand up.
It's
the
like
chair.
Watching Daffy Duck, and like I just fell down.
He got the whole attention of the whole theater. I was like, yo,
like just imagine you're on, it was like, going, like here. Listen, I don't have the luxury of being Mr. Fantastic. I didn't have the luxury of
I was
being...
there. How did I miss that?
Listen, like I'm trying to say, I didn't have the luxury
Some
of being
still
shut up.
It's the best part of the whole movie.
Listen, I don't have the luxury of, you know, being Mr. Fantastic, stretching my hands out and pulling myself up, okay?
It's clobbering time.
I mean, to be frank, that table got some damage deserving over there. We might have to cut that out on accord to like future invitations.
Okay, Pedro, you're funny. You can proceed now, sorry.
Listen, all I'm saying is this.
Oh my goodness.
That chair had issues with me. Like, I don't know why it tripped me.
Oh my gosh.
You know what they say?
What?
Skill issues.
Okay.
Okay. Hey guys, we're a serious podcast.
Yeah, lock in. Yeah.
So he's not getting invited for the next one.
Hey, don't mess. Your friend said it on me.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, I can just be like,
okay.
It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, in a way, I gave them like a preview to the film as to what the thing can do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Property damage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he broke that one building.
Huh?
He broke that one building.
Yeah, one building.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah, he used his forearms and his head. I just used my back and my legs. He went upper body and lower body on it. Anyways, with that being said, is there anything else to address?
Any questions? Oh, I'm good. I think he will never come back.
You ever come back?
Like, enough of this rubbish. This ain't formal enough. This ain't corporate enough.
Oh man, RIT didn't give me 5 years for this. So, final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
No, it was a pleasure being here. It was a pleasure getting yap. I hope to do more with you guys and with MDX in the future. We'll see.
There we go.
RIT, you lost.
Okay, but with that being said, final question before we close is,
yeah,
what is next for Deji, for Trident? What is next in the next couple of years, maybe?
Next couple of years, hopefully we get to develop our media agency. We're looking to like have a lot of people in, probably maybe from universities. I want to like teach people how to make content. Stand-up comedy, potentially. We're thinking of doing that. And hosting like meet and greets here in the UAE. I hope people actually come, because if they don't, it will hurt my ego. And
we will be there. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
appreciate it.
We will bring the
MDX. The invites, and we shall be there.
Yeah, we know a very good sports team that will be strong arm to attend.
Okay.
And yeah, I think there's probably going to be some evolution or changes to our content, and if not. I mean, as long as people are watching now, they keep doing what I'm doing, you know.
Automatic Netflix show.
Yeah.
Would that be something?
Oh, I'll see, yeah. But yeah.
No, Disney Plus.
Netflix. Sorry.
Disney Plus.
Continue.
But yeah, yeah. Media agency, stand-up comedy, meet and greets.
Education.
Maybe. Yeah, because I would love to give some workshops and stuff. These are all things I've talked about doing maybe even before the year ends. So let's see. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
I guess with that then.
Oh, yeah. Streaming. I'm streaming every day on Twitch. Trident GC Live.
There'll be like 15 links.
So many. Description.
20 links.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So many links.
It's fine. Don't worry. But yeah. Once again, Deji, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed. Of course, everybody, we're going to be tagging and linking all of Deji's channels in the description and on Instagram. So make sure to drop him a like, share, follow, subscribe to his content. If you haven't already, subscribe to MDX Unplugged. Remember, YouTube, Instagram, Amazon Podcast, which is not available in the UAE, but we still got it on there. Apple, Spotify. I don't know how many more I can name.
Make sure number check one us. University podcast in the UAE, guys.
I didn't say that.
I said that.
He said that.
I can back it up.
He said it.
He says it.
I always
you
say
didn't.
It.
I'm just here for the ride. And once again, guys, thank you so much. And we will see you for the next episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. Thank you and have a great day ahead. Unplugged.